Her real first name was Betty, but I'd rather just forget it, so I'll call her the first Mrs. Jones. We were married in September, and it lasted till November. Then one day she just took out on her own. I followed her to Savannah, New Orleans, and then Atlanta. Every day I begged her to come home. Pretty soon I started drinking, trying hard to keep from thinking just how much I love the first Mrs. Jones. It was cold and dark one morning, just before the day was dawning, when I staggered from a tavern to a phone. When she picked up a receiver, I said, "You're gonna come back, or either they're gonna be calling you the late Mrs. Jones." I put a pistol in my jacket, stumbled out and hailed a taxi. I told the taxi driver to take me to her home. I remember walking proudly. Everybody said, I yelled out loudly, "Come on out, or I'm gonna come in, Mrs. Jones." The next thing I recall was walking through the forest, looking for a place to hide her bones. I dug and dug for hours, and then I planted flowers right on top of the first Mrs. Jones. Did my little story scare you? Oh, yes, I can see, 'cause I'm so near you. Little beads of perspiration dot your clothes. Aren't you sorry now that you left me? Really now, don't you want to come go with me? After all, you are the second Mrs. Jones.